Guys, we are back with another podcast. It's a doozy.
It is a doozy.
It is a doozy. We go in pretty good. We talk about creationism.
Evolution.
About evolution a little bit.
Talk about history again. Again with the history. We're on a history kick.
History kick. Loving the history. Finally, Tyler is watching the Jordan special.
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance documentary series about the last year they went, spoiler alert, won the series.
Correct. Not much of a spoiler, but no, yeah.
Spoiler 25 years later.
Yes. Yeah, we
23 years later.
We dive deep into that. Just started watching that.
Tyler just watching that. So it's really interesting to hear Tyler talk about that because I grew up with Jordan, big Jordan fan.
And I've got like a different perspective on.
Big different perspective.
Yeah, and on who he is.
I remember even watching, we had VHS of like cool little documentaries of him, like, and then his videos, like just him talking about basketball and stuff, and like
really,
yeah, even when there's a number of films even when he was still playing, like that he put out,
like that man just did everything while he was playing.
He did everything, man. Yeah, and then you ever see Space Jam?
Yeah,
dude, I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Didn't they make another one with LeBron James?
They keep on talking about making another one, but it hasn't happened. I think it's supposed to happen.
That's what I thought. That'd be a bummer.
But yeah, and then I think that's what there's one last thing we talked about at the end there. What was it? That's the only thing I remember is the last thing we talk about.
We talk about a lot more. I mean, we've been talking for an hour and 15 minutes. There's a lot in there.
I think you wrapped it up talking about something. But I guess, guys, you'll just have to
listen, right?
Just listen to it and, you know, take notes. Test is at the end. It's
true or false?
True and false, three-part essay.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
Those are big differences.
No, it goes from true and false. Oh, isn't that the worst? I was like, hey, you sit down to take an easy
true
test.
True and false test.
Next page, three essays.
Write two paragraphs about why this. What? Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this shit.
Fucking high school test.
Hate school. Fucking hate school.
Fucking hate school. Maybe we should just start the podcast.
Yeah.
Or we're just going to continue to talk shit about school.
I mean, I think we pretty much established that we fucking hate school.
Yeah, we hate school, but.
Let's just jump on into it then. Please put your seats in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. My name is Seth. I'm here with Tyler. Oh, what? I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
I was
what
going to...
What were you going to... Tyler.
Start over. Let's try it again.
And welcome back to another podcast. My name is Tyler. Shit.
You know what? This is a good podcast. Let's just scrap this. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I feel
What's
great.
What's going on in your life?
Before you got here, I made myself a nice cup of coffee.
Oh, shit.
It was very strong. And I feel good. I'm awake. You know, it's 3 p.m., which is normally like winding down time during the week for me.
Yeah.
But I feel great.
Yeah. What time do you try to go to bed by?
I start seeing 4 p.m. and I go, all right, it's time to go lay down.
Yeah, because what, 4 and then?
I wake up at 10:45 right now.
Oh, shit. 10:45?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm fully awake at that time.
That's, that's when you are finally awake.
Damn, so 6 hours
a night.
You don't, yeah, that just works for you. But then on the weekends, you get a little bit more, right?
Yeah, that's why, like, during the week, I just shut down at like 4 p.m. I go, I'm not going to do much these next 4 days. Like, I'm going to do some adult things. I'm going to eat and then I'm going to go to sleep. And then when the weekend hits,
party on. Well, hopefully, we'll do something Friday. Friday's my birthday.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
What to do. Of course, it sucks. Everything's closed down.
How old are you?
Oh, fuck, man. Fuck. Can we say 28?
No, we cannot because you're not 28.
Give or take 10 years, yeah, 28, right. Give or take, you decide. I definitely act 18, so you without seeing my face, you would probably think I'm 18. No, I'm going to be 38, man. I'm going to be fucking 38. Old as fuck, dude.
Have you been thinking about this at all? Like, has it hit you that, like, 38, almost halfway to 80 years old?
Dude, that sounds horrible. But, I mean... you know, the crazy part is, like, I feel like I've lived so much life, but, dude, I'm not even halfway there if you go by average age. I'm not even halfway there.
If you're lucky.
I guess I'm getting close to there. Well, no, I guess I'm about there. I'm fuck.
See, but you're...
My dad always made the joke, too, like, when he turned 40 or when he turned, hey, I'm middle-aged if I live to be 80, you know? And that's a good perspective, too. Like, I still have... so much of my life to live. Mm-hmm. And I would say I definitely have more years still in front of me than behind me.
The people in our family, like, they get up there when it comes to age.
Yeah, everybody's living to be in their 80s.
Yeah.
So I would say there's more years in front of me than behind me, for sure. For sure.
What happens when you get to that point where there's more years behind you than there are in front of you? Do you think you'll do some weird shit?
Might be more motivated to knock off some of my bucket list or some of the things I want to do. Something that I'm really interested in now, too, and a lot of people don't do until they're, like, in their 50s and 60s, is sailing around the world, like a sailboat, you know?
You were talking about that.
Selling everything you have or whatever and, you know, sailing, which with my situation, I could... As long as I have somebody managing for me,
you can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want. Of course, I'm having a little bit of a trouble letting go of it right now because, well, I had a bad situation where a property manager stole some money from me, and so not as trusting, but I can still run it somewhat where a manager wouldn't be touching really much money at all, you know, and then until I can trust them, whatever. But
so what makes you want to sail around the world?
YouTube, man, watching all these videos. Okay, for one thing, I'm a big cruiser. I love being on the ocean. Okay, it's completely different. Yes, it's completely different. I mean, you're going to feel all those waves and everything. But I love the ocean. And just the idea of just wherever the wind takes you, you know, and like just getting to... Well, it's not wherever the wind. I mean, you choose where you go, you know?
Yeah, you can steer a little bit, sure.
You definitely can steer. The technology is amazing.
So you have a fascination with sailboats.
Watch a video where they're putting the internet on. Like, dude, faster, the same speed I'm getting at my house, they were getting, like, in the middle of the ocean. It's amazing.
But you want a sailboat?
Not my own. I would prefer to sail with someone else's experience because I would have to hire a sail. Because I'm just not the person that would be more stress. For me, having to have a boat that I have to take care of everything, there's a lot that goes into it. I would rather somebody be like, hey, can you do this? Can you do this?
You don't want to be the captain, you know,
no, I'm not interested in being a captain.
Okay.
Maybe way, way down in the years, maybe. But for the most part, I don't think I would be interested in that
stuff. So what are you feeling, more like first mate?
First mate, I think I could probably do that. I'd be very happy with.
No. You know what you would be?
Scrubbing the deck and being.
You know what?
You're not the
swashbuckler. What you are? You are the rum runner. That's what you'll be.
I'm the motherfucking rum runner.
You'll be the rum runner.
Definitely that is one of the things you do to let the time go by is drinking. There's definitely a decent amount of drinking, and especially. Can be hard to even find liquor stores and stuff, especially right now with things opening and shutting and more shutting than opening right now.
Yeah.
Man, with a little bit of effort, I was watching this one, man, he's been going for 10 plus years now, and they have a YouTube channel that's been going on for a while, but, they put out good videos. I should look up the name of them. Oh my gosh! I've been watching so much of them. I should be.
Are you subscribed to them?
I am subscribed to them on YouTube.
It should be easy to find.
But
Or do you just follow that many people on YouTube?
I follow a ridiculous amount of people. Seriously? Yeah. You would get anxiety for the first time in your life by looking at all the...
Yeah.
You probably have the most organized, like, you probably unsubscribe to people when you stop watching them.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? If I don't want your shit, I don't need you on my list anymore. Dude, that's funny. I just did that on my Netflix so before you walked in here. I was on my list, and I deleted things that I don't watch anymore.
I always have too much shit on there. I always have way too much shit on there.
I just combed through all of that. That's funny that you bring that up.
That is so funny. They're making their own moonshine. They're doing their own distillery right there on the ship.
Mm.
Some yeast and then the temperature and
like while they're sailing.
A little seems to have somewhat a level. I know they were anchored somewhere. Okay. You know, I mean that's the nice part. I mean, you can sail around and anchor, and if you like an area, you could anchor there as long as you want. You know, you have the provisions and man, dude, they caught this biggest lobster. I was like, dude, like eating all the lobster. Well, it was in season, so where they were, you could catch like so many a day. I think it was maybe 8 or something.
Gotcha,
dude. If I could find this big, the crab, it was probably like this big. Like it was a really big lobster.
Same thing, isn't it?
No, crab is completely different.
Okay.
Crab,
so which one is crab. It?
Lobster has the thing.
So which
and
one
crab,
did?
Crab. They are the weird looking ones that run sideways.
Is a crab. So which one did he capture? Crab or lobster? Lobster.
Big
okay.
Lobster. Big old lobster.
For those of you that need a distinction, just look at the red lobster sign.
So, yeah, you can tell Tyler doesn't go to the ocean quite a bit or eat a lot of seafood.
I'm not a fan of seafood. The only seafood that I really like is...
I'm imagining a lobster and a crab connected, like breeding and creating.
No, I know the difference, but
they're
you
the
mentioned...
same thing.
I know the difference, but you mentioned both, so I was trying to figure out which one it was.
Gotcha.
I don't eat
so
a lot of seafood.
Giving shit is basically
yeah, I'm giving you shit. What's new? The only seafood I eat is shrimp and then, like, some fish. That's about it.
Yeah. Well,
did you find him?
We're going to get, no, not yet, but before I forget about it, once again, Tyler on an adventure took me in and got me all fucked up.
What are you talking about? I didn't do shit to you. Hold up, Seth's showing me something.
Looks like it's doing okay, right? I ended up with poison ivy.
All right, I'm leaving the mic.
So last Friday. You don't think that's poison ivy?
No, it's not poison. Is it the same thing on your other foot?
Yeah.
No, dude, that's not poison ivy. Not at all.
What is that?
All right, so what Seth just showed me is what he thought was poison ivy, but that is not poison ivy at all, sir.
Well, it seems like the stuff is helping.
Well, that's good. That's 100% not poison ivy.
Poison oak, maybe?
No. That is not even a poison, sir. Those literally look like mosquito bites. A lot of mosquito bites. You were barefoot for a long time that night.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, dude. Those are all mosquito bites. You just have a shit ton of them.
Do mosquito bites... I've done a good... Itch that bad? Like, at times
once
before? Oh, yeah. Really?
Mosquito bites will itch the shit out of you.
That's a lot of fucking mosquito bites.
Yeah, dude. You were barefoot for a while.
I guess that's what it was.
Yes.
You know, now that I think about it, I do remember feeling some biting.
Yeah. There was the
Holy shit, it was... Okay.
You got to understand.
That's
better
than having poison ivy. It was it wasn't spreading anywhere or nothing. Like,
I was in jeans and a long-sleeve shirt because I knew the mosquitoes would be bad, and I still got bit. So you were in only shorts and a t-shirt. I know you got bit.
I have to look. I grabbed two different things from Kroger to put on it, and one is, like, the first ingredient is alcohol. You're big on alcohol, but...
I'm big on the bleach.
Oh, sorry, the bleach.
The bleach.
No, well then that's wrong. Then you're big on the bleach. Bleach doesn't have alcohol in it, right? Does bleach have alcohol?
I don't know.
So I didn't get bleach, but I got some and the first ingredient was alcohol, I think, or maybe it was because I think I would have got my bleach and my alcohol miss. But
hang on, I'm gonna yell at my dog.
Nala, quit.
Now I'm back.
So, guys, sorry for us bouncing all over the place like this. I know it's probably going to hard to follow what's going on. So, last Friday...
Are you apologizing for us bouncing around?
not for us bouncing around, but just like, I don't know if they're able to follow what we're talking about very well right now.
Well, let's explain, sir.
You got out from behind the mic and looked at my, which it's nice to know, like, okay, it's not poison ivy.
Yeah.
But dude, I've never had that many bites like that. But now thinking back, that makes sense.
Oh yeah, those are all mosquito bites, sir. Trust me, I have had
I was wondering if it wasn't. I never crossed my mind mosquito bites.
I am super, super allergic to poison ivy. I know what it looks like as it's forming.
I know what it feels like. First thing I was worried about you, then I was like, wait, you didn't take off your shoes. Which, you probably could have still got it. It could have come up your... I mean, you had shorts on, right?
No, I had jeans.
You had jeans on.
I was on jeans
okay,
and
you were pretty safe for the
most part. Well, I knew.
At some point, you picked something off the ground, probably. But it was mosquitoes. I don't think you probably got it. So, the beach was right there, so I took off my socks. Yes, so, in fact, go give Tyler, if you're not on Instagram, if you're not following us, please follow us. But Tyler put up, you've already put up a picture now of,
yep.
Of
it. I already posted it.
I can't remember if that's when I reposted.
You haven't reposted
You haven't put up the biggest one. You put the picture with you with the in the background.
Correct.
So, Tyler logged.
I haven't put up, like, the full one yet.
All I get credit for is pushing the button, but that really doesn't count. That wouldn't count, right? Like, I wonder, it's whoever takes the picture owns the picture. What if you're having somebody, like, you already set it up? I mean, because I wouldn't give myself any credit that for that whatsoever.
It is a gray area.
That is a gray area.
You push the button, but I set everything up.
So I can make the joke all the time. That's my photo.
Tyler, I literally set everything up and I said, Seth, just push the button.
Because by law, the person that takes the picture owns the picture. So I guess even if it's on someone else's camera, so like, but you're going to have a tough time trying to prove to somebody that you own that. Yeah. I mean, I definitely could prove it somewhat. It was like, well, he didn't take the picture, ladies and gentlemen, he's in the picture. But nowadays you can do delayed or whatever. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
Most of the photos of myself are taken on a tripod. I took those photos.
Yeah.
So hold up. Let's explain what we were doing. So I know we mentioned in one of the last podcasts we had, we went out to go find the Neowise Comet.
Yeah. I came over to the podcast and you said you were going out to do that. I'm like, dude, can I tag along? And spontaneous little trip there. And I don't know. You probably had it planned. Tyler has it planned.
I had it planned already.
I love the spontaneous. You know how I am.
But I'm glad you came.
No, it worked out really well. It was a blast.
I brought a couple beers for you.
And I very much appreciate that. And that hit me just... man, it's a wonder what beers can do for you when you haven't ate all day.
Yes.
You know what? Like, here I am bouncing away from talking about the Comet. But I really enjoyed McDonald's for once. Of course, I was starving. So there's that. But that burger was pretty good.
Yes.
I think...
How long was it since you've eaten food and then you had that
burger?
The night
before. The night before I ate.
It's almost the night before.
Yeah, I hadn't ate all day. So I hadn't... It'd been like 24 hours since
I was going to say 24 hours before you ate anything? Holy shit.
Yeah, when I had that burger that night.
And it was about 11:30 p.m. And I took you to the McDonald's drive-thru. And you smashed, my friend.
I did. That burger... I know I was trying to slow myself down. Man, those fries are pretty good. They just could be a little bit thicker. I mean, I'm spoiled too with... there's a place called The Station that I live very close to. I just walk.
Is that the place right down there? That's
yep.
Yeah. Okay.
100 feet. Less than 100 feet I walk there. And they have their... I usually get the same thing every time. The Philly cheesesteak and fries. Home cut fries. Amazing home cut fries. And...
McDonald's really has some good fries, though. I don't know what it is. I know they're super salty, but still.
Yeah. For frozen fries, they're about as good as you get right there.
Yeah, I agree.
But then there's Chick-fil-A has really good waffle fries.
Yeah.
Amazing waffle fries. So I think I like those. What is it about waffle fries just tasting better just because they're waffle fries? I feel like I could have the exact same fry and ingredients, but I feel like a waffle fry just... Is it the design that just makes it taste better? It
could be
like
all in our head, man.
Yeah.
It could be.
I mean, it's like that style too... Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think about
mukbang
whatever
conversation?
What do you think about Arby's curly fries? Are you a fan of those?
I haven't had them in a while, but I remember always liking them. But they have waffle fries too that are really good.
They do have waffle fries. But something about the Arby curly fries that are like nice and crispy Oh my god, dude, those hit right every single time.
I used to always love Arby's, and then I got a stomach ache one time from one of those.
And then it ruined
cheese.
It, right?
And then just ruined it.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, for the most part, I've told you this before. Like, I don't like fast food. Period. That's why it's a big thing that I like McDonald's, because I try to stay away from as much as possible. Now it makes a difference if, like, I've always liked Wendy's. I used to live like within a mile of Wendy's.
I'm a fan of Wendy's.
Are okay, but I would always much rather pay $2 to $5 more to get some carry out from a good, like, chain restaurant where they cook that burger, you know,
right
fresh.
There.
I'm always big. Sierra and Tyler always give me shit because anytime I want to order a burger, I always ask, is it frozen?
Yep.
There's a difference. You can give me shit all day. I don't give a shit, but like.
I mean, should go into McDonald's one time, order a burger, and go. Is it frozen? Do you freeze your patties?
I don't think I could bring myself to ask them that. You know, I guess I've never really considered Five Guys fast food.
For one thing, it takes a little while.
Yeah, a carryout kind of
place.
Dude,
that's so crazy you mentioned Five Guys. I was going to say we should get some Five Guys here soon.
That sounds good.
Because I haven't had Five Guys in a long time.
Did you already eat tonight?
Yeah, I already ate. I'm done for the day. If I keep eating, I'll shit my brains out at 9 p.m.
I know, I'm about to say, because I think from here, we probably could even get Five Guys delivered. It would be here by the time we end the podcast.
Yeah, it's not that far away. But dude, I haven't had it in so long. Maybe we should make that part of your birthday.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know what? If we stick around here, like, what? I would, if there's something playing at the drive-in, get you to sleep in extra long Friday, and let's go to the drive-in. You can always pass out, and I'll just wake you up when the movie's over too. You don't snore like me. Won't be an issue.
Fuck no, I don't snore like you. God damn, dude, you snore. Dude,
we've been talking about going to the drive-in theater. That would be fun.
We'll on Sunday, you falling asleep in the chair, and everybody in the family just going, "Is anybody going to say something? Anybody going to say anything?" Everybody's trying to
Sierra
watch a movie.
Sierra is the one that has the balls to come up.
I know
to
Sierra
me.
Gets up, takes the pillow, and throws it in your face.
You know the funny part is, like, later I realize I didn't remember a pillow hitting my face. All I remember later is like, holy shit, how did I get 2 pillows? Like, somebody must have threw it. And then I just stopped thinking.
She
about
takes that
it.
Pillow. She goes, "Hey," throws it at you.
I know, but see, I wish I feel bad. Like, oh my gosh, like that shows how non-confrontational family is. They'll let me snore my ass off. Sierra's the only one that will say something to me. But
personally, I've been able to block it out at this point. So, like,
yeah, you've been around it enough.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's funny. But I feel that, I mean, I could always just go in the other room. So somebody should have told me to.
You can still hear you in the other room. You've fallen asleep in there before.
Well, I could have gone in Nanar Poopa's room.
Either way.
Don't let me do that again.
That was funny as shit.
I feel bad. Was anybody get upset about it? I mean,
no. Well, you know our family. Our family doesn't get upset.
Sierra wasn't upset. She's just looking at reason to give me shit.
Yeah, she just wants to hit you with a pillow.
I wonder if Sierra ever really does get upset at me. she just like, ooh, this is something I could be upset. Ooh, I give Seth shit. Woohoo!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. This cracks me up. That wasn't even Poison Ivy. I was wondering. I was like,
I think it's hilarious.
Poison Ivy is usually closer together.
Yeah, Poison Ivy, you can tell 100%.
Get you itching.
And I'm telling you, Poison Ivy, it's weird, dude. I've had it so many times. Poison Ivy has a different itch to it. It's got a different feeling than a mosquito bite. I can feel a mosquito bite itch and go, oh, that's a mosquito. And then I can feel Poison Ivy come on and I go, oh, this is a Poison Ivy itch.
Well, I would say you would have a different experience too, just because you're allergic to Poison Ivy.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I have a different sensitivity to it.
Wait, are you sure about that? Because you got a little bit and it didn't. Wasn't bad, right? When we went, remember we all got it a little bit from going through the woods.
So the way that
it definitely paid off that we all jumped in the pool.
Yeah, for sure. We would have probably been in trouble if that chlorine didn't bleach some of that out. I think the way that I manage Poison Ivy, I don't know what it is, but like when I was younger, I used to be super freaked out, and I think that kind of made my Poison Ivy experiences worse. But like now, where I did like a lot of reading on it. And I read that after the oil has been washed off of your skin, if you wash it off early enough, you won't actually get it. And then after it starts forming on you, what's happening is if you've washed the oil off and it starts forming on you, it's not going to spread if you itch it and touch it and touch something else. It's not how it works. It's only the oil. So if you have Poison Ivy and you start to notice that it's spreading over time, it's a delayed reaction of the oil on your skin. It's not actually spreading because you're itching it.
So you can get it everywhere if that oil is still there.
Correct. But people think that it spreads because you're itching it, and that's not the case. If it's just a delayed reaction of the poison ivy showing up on your skin because the oil was there. So that's where, like, my idea of poison ivy has changed over time, because I was always taught, don't itch it. Don't itch it, because it's going to spread. But that's just, it's not the case. Now, obviously, if it breaks open, I'm no fucking scientist, but if it breaks open and the pus and the oil starts getting everywhere, then yeah, that's a problem. It'll spread. But as long as it's contained, you're fine.
Cool.
Don't listen to me. Yeah, I'm just a 25-year-old idiot, though.
No, you've done some research. You know stuff a little bit.
Yeah, but there's not a PhD in front of my name. Credit, huh? There's no PhD in front of my name.
I mean, yeah, you look
this
like...
Listen, this is all bro science.
You look like all bro science. Bro science, I love that.
This is all bro science.
Welcome to bro science. Oh, I feel like that might be the name of the podcast. Bro science.
There's probably a podcast named bro science.
Oh, crap. Now, that so distracted me. I was about to say, oh, yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, you might look like you're late to your rehearsal for Jesus in the next play. But you know what? I'd still give you... credit.
Here's the thing. If you don't know what I look like right now, if you Google search a picture of Jesus, I'm pretty close to it.
Except you're white and he probably was dark complected, Jewish, but probably short. In fact, there's super old pictures like in the caves and stuff that are probably fairly accurate. They've done like a whole documentary.
Well, yeah, Jesus wasn't white, sir.
Yeah, he was probably...
But, like, this is what I'm saying. If you Google search images of Jesus, god damn, I'm close.
Yeah, of those, yeah, you have the white Jesus.
Yes, of the white Jesus.
Of the American Jesus, basically, yes, yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how, like, this is, like, probably, like, a good amount of Christians don't even realize that, by the way, the Bible was interpreted from another language
to English.
Into English. Yes. It's not even like the original language. Like, in fact, it, depending on what version you did, it could have been in a couple other languages before it got to English.
Well, that thing has been translated more than any other book in the entire world. Yeah. So
there is a couple denominations that went back to the original, or a couple versions of scripture that went back to the original. Text for bringing it to English rather than going like, you know, I think King James version was something else before. It didn't go from the original text, I don't think. So I don't know. I don't know a lot of that stuff.
Do you know much about the Dead Sea Scrolls?
But yeah, the Dead Sea Scrolls, I really don't know a lot about, but that's one of the original.
Like one of the original texts of
the tile, yeah.
I did it like a.
Didn't they get lost or something too, or something like? Since
yeah,
something
I did a research paper on it when I was in college, and I honestly cannot remember a lot about what it was, but like yeah, they were found like in a cave somewhere, and a lot of them are destroyed, like half pages and things like that. But they were supposed to be like original texts of like the Bible when it was being written. So pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, the Bible I got on a little YouTube hole a little bit and started checking out some. I love like people that try to search for artifacts from the Bible, like
like things from the actual Bible.
They claim that they found. There's a guy that claimed that he found it back. The Ark of the Covenant. Sorry, we're playing footsie.
Playing
a little
fucking
bit there.
Footsie under this table.
Claimed he back in '82, which is kind of from those years I was born, but claimed he found the Ark of the Covenant, and then the Jews or whatever they took it or whatever, and supposedly they're gonna whenever they rebuilt the church they're gonna just put it in there or whatever. But they claim they have it, and he claims that they found it or whatever, and Of course, he doesn't have any proof of that or whatever. And then he did a lot of, he found where the Ark was, supposedly. And looks, you know, has the right measurements and all that, and which is, I mean, isn't it is
on,
really neat.
Isn't
that
it on a mountainside somewhere?
Yeah, and supposedly too, it ended up sliding down from lava and stuff. Like you can see the remnants of it, and they took back and tested things, and there's a lot of evidence there and stuff. But just finding the right mountain and stuff or whatever, you know, I mean, that was.
I'm kind of curious what that looks like because I know I've seen something similar.
I guess not 7,000 years. That would be like 6,000 years ago, you know. But, you know, it's people don't realize how much evidence there are.
It was in Turkey.
There's a lot of evidence to support the Bible, you know. I mean, in Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Ararat over there and stuff. And it's all, there's a number of mountains over there. So it's kind of, I think they've looked on a couple different mountains for it. But
what did you say the name of the mountain was?
Mount Ararat.
Okay, yeah, nice. Yep. Yeah.
Of course, I mean, there's a big debate there between evolution and creationism. And part that sucks is that creationism is so scientific, and kids don't even, you know, people are so not quick to relate to all the evidence that supports creation. Because, I mean, it doesn't get taught in our schools or nothing like that, because you consider a religion, but creation itself is very much embedded in science, and there's been found, I mean, a lot of proof has been found. It's kind of interesting if you get into it. When I went to a discipleship training school after high school, we took a class. There was this guy, Ken Hovind? Amazing creation scientist. Yeah, Kent Hovind.
It was his class?
And, we watched all the videos and studied it and did papers and stuff like that on it and stuff like that. And but he does a brilliant job of breaking down. I would love to have him on the podcast someday. But he has an interesting story, too, because the government ended up coming out coming after him for not paying his taxes, which that's all I knew back then, and I thought maybe he did something wrong or whatever, but it was complete bullshit. It was kind of like their own way of doing a witch hunt in a way for somebody. He was accused of the way they paid their bills and everything. You know, anyways, he got prosecuted for something that didn't make any sense. It was something that was set up for people that were in drug dealing and that kind of stuff. And they used it to come after a nonprofit organization just because the way they would pay out all the bills, and then because they had so much money in this account, and the way they paid out it was just so ridiculous. And he's in the middle of suing the government and everything because it was just completely ridiculous that he went to jail. But
wait, how long was he in jail?
Oh, several years, probably 5+ years. And finally got out, but it was just, it was kind of a story of like Job in the Bible. Are you familiar with Job in the Bible, where he loses everything? He does. He loses everything. He goes to jail. His son ends up stealing his company, his creation company. He sells it to himself for $1,000 and just takes complete possession. It's disgusting.
Holy
his
shit.
Wife, still married to him, but when he comes out of jail, she doesn't let him, puts him in the room down the hallway, and then I think she ends up charging him for rent or whatever in the house or something like that.
What?
But anyways, like they end up splitting up right after he got out of jail.
Yeah.
And it's just such an interesting story.
That's a terrible story.
But I mean, but he's built all back up, and he had a location too where people could come and learn about creation and dinosaurs and all that. He's big into dinosaurs and the proof that, you know, there's many times they found dinosaurs footprints with humans, because that's a big thing
with
evolutionists claiming that that there are millions of years before man. But no, there's much evidence, and there has been many drawings too in caves. And I mean, even back in the 90s, there was a skin that was recovered from the ocean of what looked to be a dinosaur.
Really?
There you can see a picture of it. And it's crazy. I mean, you got all these natives. Like, I mean, just look how big South. There's a chance that they you got all these people that still claim to see some really weird looking dinosaur like animals.
Yeah.
Even to this day, especially what down in Colombia and stuff. Like, that place is gigantic. It's huge, and you get the native people there that come in contact with some weird stuff. And but
I mean, you gotta love that. You gotta look at a crocodile. That's a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
Those things are dinosaurs, there.
Yeah, and it's really intriguing to get into all that and to show. I mean, I just heard now that they just admitted here that that the what is it, the big wide open space there in Utah. What's that? The big. Oh my gosh! What's the name of it? That you go see into. It's a big crack, and it looks like a big gigantic crack that goes way down. Oh my gosh! I can't even think of the name of it. It's like a great.
Give me something to work with.
I know I'm not giving you anything to work
with. I don't
even
know what to search.
it's like one of the seven wonders of the world kind of thing, but. It's not man-made. It's
you're not talking about the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, thank you.
Jesus Christ, you couldn't think of the Grand Canyon? That was the worst description ever.
Worst description in the world. Man.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's not even in Utah, sir.
This is not in
Utah. No, yeah, it's in Arizona.
Arizona.
Fuck.
Yeah, Utah. What the fuck?
You're not even giving me the right state, bro.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, all you listeners. I'm gonna slap myself for
God
that.
God damn it.
Ouch.
Have you ever seen it?
I've never been there. I flew over it. It's one of those things you're like, oh, there it is, and then that's it. Unless you take some kind of tour through it or something like.
Or if you're a photographer like me.
Oh, yeah. You'd have a blast there. Mm-hmm. But same with like Great Wall of China. I've been to that. Once you see it and you like.
Okay.
Walk around it for a mile, like you're like, oh, I'm done. Like
I mean, get the point.
Dude, that thing is gigantic, and it is tiring to walk up. Like there's like it's so steep and so many stairs and areas. But anyways, so that's one other thing they said that it took millions of years to make, and now somebody was just telling me that they found out it only took 2 months. I was like, well, that goes very much along with what it would be like.
Where'd you see that?
The Earth was flooded. I don't know. Somebody just mentioned that to me because they found what they found like all embedded in the different layers that they think was only made in a couple months now, which goes along very much. That could have easily come about as part of a flood if the entire world was covered by a flood, you know. And I think that would mess up a lot of things and put, you know, different animals all over the place. And then, yeah. So, I mean... I'm here talking about this, and it's been a while since I've listened to. Maybe I'll try to work on catching up on my documentaries. Maybe someday we can get Kent Hovind on here to talk about it, because it's a really intriguing hearing about. Which kind of the bum that I mean you can. I mean, I think he's one of the people where there is zero evidence for evolution. In fact, there's still like standing $500,000 offers for anybody to come forward with evolution. Like, for the longest time, like, different people thought we had, you know, there was no proof of us going, like, where's all the in-between? If we came from a tadpole to what we are, there's no even, in fact, they found that, you know, between the hunchback person getting straighter and straighter, whatever, they thought they had this, and then they found out it was bones of somebody that had some kind of disease or whatever, and they had a head from something else and stuff like that. Like, there's no evidence whatsoever with evolution. It's only a theory. And it's kind of a bummer that creation isn't taught alongside. Just, I mean, they're going to quickly say it's religion. It's religion-based, so you can't teach that in schools.
Do you think one is just as crazy as the other? Creation versus evolution?
Maybe at first, not knowing as much as I do, I would say from the outside, yeah. I think I'm, I'm easily biased just because I believe in God.
You grew up,
in church all my life.
Your dad's a pastor.
And without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that there is a God. And, mm-hmm. and I've had experience with God and felt his presence. So without a shadow of doubt, I believe that there is a God and he exists. And that he sent his son to die for us all. So I can't come from it from the point of view like what you're asking.
You can't come from an unbiased point of view of these are the facts of this one. These are the facts of that one. Now, are they both just as crazy?
There is some really good debates out there. And from what I understand, usually the creationists destroy them because just there's no evidence for what they have. And that there is, you know, evidence for a lot of the things that happen in the Bible. And I mean, it's historic. And I mean, nobody can deny that Jesus did live. Like, I mean, he's very much part of the history and written into, I mean, he's not just in the Bible, but he's in other texts and the stuff too, you know? And, man, there's even somebody that took advantage of, so when Moses was put in the little, he was put in a little thing and sit down the river. They said he made it with tar. They made his little basket with tar. And there was a guy that was like, well, hey, tar, that's where oil is. When you find tar, you find oil. And he figured out where about that location was, and he was able to dig there and find oil. And, I mean, probably took a little bit of guessing to the exact location. But, sure. I mean, that's one of the richest areas over there, what, in, like, Egypt?
Saudi Arabia.
One of the richest oil places. I mean, I would say that would make sense if you were able to easily find oil. I mean, find the tar without even really. I mean, they didn't have the technology to dig down, you know, like a mile into the ground.
Well, dude,
it must have been fairly close to the surface.
There's the thing though. Like, they didn't have the technology to dig down, but
they had the technology to make a pyramid. That's
thank you.
It's crazy to think about. Look it up too. Like, there's been documentation of them finding something that resembles a battery, we really don't know how far along the technology was back then, because they've found something resembling to be a battery even way back then. See what you find on that. It's back. They found it like in the pyramids and stuff like that.
Egyptian pyramid shock. Ancient Egyptians used electricity to build iconic structures. Can't fucking read.
Definitely, I think that's a theory, but they're probably using it on the back. I wonder what proof they have.
They call it the Baghdad battery.
Ah, yes.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, they've literally found the battery. It's just insane to think that they could have that technology.
Interesting. If you're curious, look it up. The Baghdad battery.
So,
dude, I love learning about new shit like this.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That's like, I think,
where did you hear that at?
I think it might have just been in a creation book or something.
Dude, the level of documentaries these days is so much better than it used to be.
Oh my gosh.
Holy, yeah, it makes you want to watch more documentaries.
I think I've developed more of a love for history because of how good
because of how good they are now.
You know? And you're getting to hear about stuff that you didn't hear about, you know, that, because you're always going to be told things from somebody's point of view. And when you get other people's point of view, I mean, so I didn't even know nothing about the whole Columbus thing. He was like a big time, slave owner and
Christopher Columbus.
What did I say?
You said it. You just said Columbus.
Christopher Columbus was like a big rapist, like raped people and like raped women and stuff like that. So like, I mean, where is this coming from? Why, you know, cause like, people are just talking about how horrible he was or whatever. And, and then a lot of people, he'd even discover, he went to the Bahamas, right? He'd even go to mainland.
He didn't hit land, which is so funny. North America.
Which he went to the Bahamas, which he didn't even find part of America.
Dude, that's so, wow, I just had this thought now that I'm thinking about it. So, like, we grew up with the notion that Christopher Columbus was the, like, the man that founded the New World, right? Like, mm-hmm. this man is the reason that you and I live in North America in, like, a weird way right now, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, that was our generation of history. So do you think, like, well, I know, but, like, kids growing up nowadays, they're having a new idea of who this man actually is, and it definitely changes their outlook on history versus the outlook that you and I have on history, you know, that we learned in high school. Because, like, a lot of the shit that we learned in textbooks in high school, I don't have a specific figure, but I would imagine a lot of that shit is outdated and probably not true at this point. You know, it's either been proven false, or you learn out that the man that founded the New World is a rapist and a killer. Like,
it makes me think of, like, this is a little off subject, but just thinking about how things change rapidly. I feel like every 2 years they change how long you have to wait before you can get in a pool when you ate. Like, I feel like that's okay, changed, yeah, like 15 times since I was a kid. Like, they used to say 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Right.
You know,
wait,
like,
an hour.
Like,
I just,
like,
ate.
You know, and that's part of science. It was like, shouldn't we be able to nail down a good thing like that? I mean, just look at all the shit that went on with Corona, like, changing. We
shouldn't
wear, don't wear masks. Wear masks. Oh, my gosh. The virus lives for 2 hours on wood. It lives for 3 hours on metal. No, that's completely all bullshit.
That's the thing, dude. At the end of the day, we really don't know anything.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like history, that should be something that's rooted. But there was just, like, we're seeing it from one whoever wrote that down, we're seeing it from their perspective, you know? And, like, you know, we're seeing that, but it was like, what other perspectives are there when this went down? I mean,
think
could
about
this person could easily be sliding lies about there.
That's my thing. So, like, if you were in charge of, like, documenting something, right? Like, you are in charge of documenting Christopher Columbus sailing. You know, you're following him. You're writing this down as it's happening. How easy is it for you, that one person, to go, oh, my God, he's causing mass genocide right now. We ate food at a table together, right? Like, how easy is it for that one person to change history based off of what they write?
Yeah.
Because how easy would it for you to be writing something down and going, yeah, no, that didn't really happen. Let's just say this happened. Like, that has happened forever, all throughout history.
Yeah. I just don't feel like they'd probably usually blatantly lie, but definitely there'd be a perspective of what they saw. Like, when they could have been mistold.
Oh, no, sir.
You think they easily would just straight up lie?
Without it, dude, human beings.
I know lying is such an issue.
At the end of the day, listen. At the end of the day, human beings are pieces of shit, right? And they're going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned to not always expect the best out of a human being, because at the end of the day, most humans lie. And I know that somebody that's writing down in textbooks or writing textbooks, you never know.
You know, that is something that you could easily just try and that's what's neat about the New Testament in the Bible, is that you have the perspective of four different people that witnessed what Jesus did and all wrote about it separately, and they line up pretty close, like, to all to the same. There's just a little bit of differences, but they all line up. It was like you
that is
someone
interesting.
Could be so quick to be like, oh, this didn't happen, these miracles didn't happen, but there's literally four account witnesses of that, all written separately and seeing the same thing. It's really intriguing, you know. And I mean, that should be taken into account with lots of history. Like, I mean, we need, you know, accounts, you know, like, we can't water it down, and we get the truth. And it's getting worse. If you watch the news today, man. It's become a joke, the whole, like, it's a joke, you know, to always
hear. That's why I got this. My book.
My
journal, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I got that shit.
You're writing down all the facts? Yeah. Of course, who knows what the facts are these days?
Nobody knows what the facts are.
This is the worst, like, everybody's out for those clicks, man. You know what's funny? They always do the thing where, like, they say a statement like that should be factual or whatever, or could be factual, and they put a question mark after it. Like, fuck you. I always hate that shit. I was like, it could be true? Question mark. But yeah, what was I going to say? I was saying that it's definitely the president always talks about this, and all people always say it like fake news, but it is a legit issue. Like, it is a legit issue. You see something from a different perspective. In fact, just here recently, there was a man, a clip of these cops, and they were looks like they were attacking this man that was in a wheelchair. He was paralyzed from the waist down. And you see it from that perspective of them putting handcuffs on this man and trying to stop him. But you don't see the entire video. It looks bad on the cops. But if you see the full video and get all the information, this guy had, in his wheelchair, this dude assaulted a cop. He went up to a cop and straight up punched the cop. And they were trying to arrest him because he fucking assaulted a cop. And of course it looks horrible because here's this guy that's paralyzed from the waist down getting arrested. And that's what you see. And of course it outrages people. But not only that, this motherfucker had a gun in his bag. He could have killed somebody.
Interesting. Fake news.
Oh, it's a real thing, man. It's a real fake thing. It's all about those clicks, you know. They surround it with with a little bit of factual information, and then sometimes they don't give a fuck and just will straight up report lies. What was it? New York Times put out a paper on a college saying that they had an outbreak. They let people back in after the lockdown. They let people back on the campus or whatever, and they wrote this hit piece on how this. All these students got COVID and was spreading. Completely untrue. They're being sued for $10 million. No evidence whatsoever that this has ever happened. In fact, there has been nobody has gotten COVID there at all. They completely fabricated this thing or got somebody to just make up the story.
Do you know what school this was?
I think it might have been a private Christian school. Oh. It was a large one, of course.
Even better.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. You got to watch yourself, Christian. They'll come after you. Christians are becoming like the easy ones to target. Like, you can definitely you can definitely make fun of Christianity all you want. Nobody says shit about Islam. Maybe partly because they'll just come blow you up.
I mean, Family Guy is.
But then even just in general, they'll find it, they'll quick, yeah, they probably have, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, props to anybody. Like
Seth MacFarlane doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Everybody's fair game. I know,
Dude, have you watched the Michael Jordan documentary, Last Dance?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, we've talked about that.
I just started watching it. I'm on episode 4.
Holy shit.
Yes. Episode 4. I finished I finished an episode just before you got here.
This is so amazing to hear about this from you because you didn't grow up in the night. Well, like, you didn't grow up with Jordan.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. So, like, yeah. I'm learning stuff that, like, I never knew.
Yeah.
I'm learning about, you know, this basketball player who is considered the greatest basketball player, the greatest athlete ever alive, right? And I was only able to watch Jordan when he played for the Wizards. That was the only time I was ever able to watch him.
That was in 2000s.
I mean, yeah,
what year were you born?
I was born in 95, but I was still too young to watch him in the 90s.
You were born when he was...
I was a baby when he was the top of his game. Yeah, for sure. So I never really got to watch him, and I watched him at the end of his career when he played for the Wizards. But like besides that...
you remember that because you weren't even 10 then.
Yeah, no, I remember that because I remember watching him play against Allen Iverson. And like I remember that being like... That was a big thing because I was an Allen Iverson fan at the time, and like watching them play together. Like I remember watching them in a game. I was sitting. I know where I was sitting. I know like what my environment looked like. I remember it super, super vividly. But like I've only ever seen, you know, like video clips and like little things here and there of Michael Jordan playing basketball. And like as a person, I know that he was like this guy that was very... I'm going to win.
Driven.
And driven. Yeah. When I win, I'm going to make you feel kind of like shit, and I'm going to drag you down even more, and I'm going to beat you even more every single time. Like, just, I knew he had that mentality. But, like, watching this documentary is so fascinating as I'm learning more about him and just how dominant he was when he played. And, like, there's always going to be that debate of LeBron versus Jordan. Like, who's better? And at the end of the day, they're two different basketball players in two different eras. It's really tough to tell. But, like, when you...
But looking back, seeing at the level that people played, Jordan was such another level.
He was at the time, absolutely. He was on a different level than everybody else.
By far.
And that debate will always be a thing, and no one is ever going to be right.
I would say the majority of people think Jordan, though.
I would think that too.
Especially but after this documentary.
I just got to the point where they're talking about episode 4 or 5. I got to the point where they're talking about how Jordan got to a point where he wasn't playing basketball anymore. He was just playing to win the game. And like players that would be on the court with him would realize that no matter where Jordan was, whether that was offense or defense, you did not have the opportunity to shut him down because he was at such a different level than everybody else. There was no beating him. It was to the point where he said, and he even says it in the documentary, where he's like, I wasn't playing basketball anymore. I was just playing a game to win, and that's all it was. And just learning about all these different things about him, I'm inspired for sure. But then there, what brought me to this documentary here was you were talking about how, I just forgot about it.
Talking about
you were talking
fake news and stuff like that. Like, is that?
It had something to do with like politics and shit.
Yeah.
You said people just want clicks. Mm-hmm. That's all people want these days is clicks. And what immediately came to mind was the episode that I just watched where it was talking about Jordan being at the top of his game and not endorsing the first African-American, I think it was, person to be in the Senate. As he was running, there was a lot of African-Americans at the time endorsing this man because he would have been the first African-American in the Senate. And like somebody like Muhammad Ali, huge endorsement for him, was backing him. The other guy that was running against him, I can't remember his name. He was a white older guy. He was racist, openly racist. He was all for segregation. And somebody asked Michael if he would endorse, I forget his name. It's something great or Gat, something Gat. If he would endorse him during his run. And Michael's comment was, this man at the time, the African-American, was a Democrat, and Jordan responded, Republicans buy Jordans too, or Republicans buy shoes too. Mm-hmm. And Jordan didn't want to pick a side. No matter what, it didn't matter if the man was the same race as him, had the same beliefs as him. Jordan.
I wish news people thought that way.
Jordan didn't care. The only thing he was thinking about, and he even mentioned it in the documentary, was like, I didn't have a hand in all that. I'm not a politician. I have my own personal beliefs, but at the end of the day, the only thing that I'm focused on is my craft, and that's being the best at what I do. And I wasn't going to endorse somebody, you know, just because of their beliefs or just to get that recognition. I respect people like Muhammad Ali and other people that endorse this man. He's like, but at the end of the day, me focusing on my craft is what I believed in, and if you lost respect for me because I didn't endorse this man, maybe you shouldn't look up to me. Maybe I'm not the guy that you should be looking up to. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is a man that not many people can relate to because everybody wants those clicks. And if you endorse somebody that could potentially win like that, that's only going to get you more and more clicks. It's only going to get you talked about more and more. And the fact that Jordan was like, no, I don't want any part of this. This isn't where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I want to be the best at what I do. And I'm only on episode 4. And the documentary is fucking phenomenal. Yeah, learning more about, you know, like Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman. Like, I knew their backgrounds, kind of like what was going on in their lives. I knew Rodman was just this crazy guy, and learning about his little, his vacation in Vegas and how he's disappeared and like, just learning about all these things is very fascinating. And the timeline of basketball players has definitely changed for me. like learning about players that Jordan was playing with, like in his prime, like playing against people like
playing with Steve Kerr, who now coaches.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, who now coaches, playing with literally playing with Clyde Drexler, and Jordan thinking it was disrespectful to people even think that Drexler was on the same level as him. He was like, I was not happy about that comparison. He's like, wasn't even close. You're just like, oh my God, this man is a savage. And then watching videos of him in practice, just, if you are not here to play, get out. You know, if you don't want to be the best, get out. And he was just like one of those guys that was really hard to be around for some people. Mm-hmm. And then like you're learning about.
You either shut down around him, I think, and just, or you, let you
or it motivated, you. Motivated you. And watching Kobe Bryant play with Michael Jordan for the first time in the NBA All-Star game. Kobe Bryant at the time was 19 and a half years old playing against Michael Jordan. And he was guarding Jordan. And Jordan just demolished him, right? Just lit him up. And then obviously watching Kobe talk about it, you're just like,
I think he gave him some love too, right? Didn't he say some things to him? Is that
he did? He, at the end of the game, he told Kobe, he said, "If you need anything, call me."
Yeah, because I think he even asked him about his jump shot or something. Or like,
yeah, Kobe asked about his turnaround jump shot,
yeah,
which was Jordan's like signature at the time. That fadeaway jump shot, he had it nailed every single time. Kobe asked about it, and he said that Jordan gave him a super detailed description about it. And then at the end of the game, Jordan was like, if you need anything, call me. And, like, learning about their relationship. I'm like, dude, it's, I highly recommend it. If you don't know a lot about Michael Jordan other than
he had a lot of love for Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
He even admitted that he gave the people the second crying Jordan at the funeral.
Yeah.
He spoke at the funeral. And, I was never a big Kobe fan. But I just grew up major Jordan fan, and I love the, you know, even he's definitely an asshole at times, you know, and then you see those little bits of him that were so humane, like just passing on to that next generation, like, and then too, like, I don't think he would do that for just anybody, you know. He saw something in Kobe too, you know, that probably a little bit of himself too.
Yeah,
you know,
because Kobe was the same way. You learn about Kobe. Kobe had that same demeanor as Jordan. Like Kobe was an asshole.
Yeah, he probably grew up with Jordan as an idol too. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
everybody did, man. That's what I'm learning about. That's
the crazy part.
That's
too,
the most interesting thing about this is like learning about the impact that he had on culture and the impact that he had on the world.
Yeah, I don't know how bad it was, but I think the NBA was close to even going under before it took off in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, I think. They really don't talk about that. I was like, this is such a good documentary, but man, there's just so much else to learn too. Like,
yeah.
This is only a small little snippet. And it does a good job looking back too, and then you see his crazy dunk competitions that he won. Like, dude could fucking fly, man. Like, people would,
he had serious hang time.
His hang time was insane.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder who else has come close. And and that's created a whole genre. Dunking itself has created a whole genre. Like, I mean, there's whole competitions and stuff of street dunking and stuff, and which, man, a lot of those guys are better than what you even see at an NBA All-Star dunking contest. If you ever have seen any of those.
It's a different genre of dunking, for sure.
Yeah, like, but I just love dunking and all that stuff. But, man, it's changed, too. I mean, you can see, too, that, man, back it was a lot rougher, too, man. They let things slide a lot more.
Learning.
I don't think a lot of these guys could have handled that going back, if they were to go back in time.
When you watch videos of the Bad Boy Pistons, just wreck the shit out of teams.
It was like, were you watching football or
they were basketball? They were interviewing players like Isaiah Thomas, talking about how there was the Jordan rule, and the Jordan rule was he's not allowed to take flight.
Yeah.
If he's about ready to take off,
they just tack him out of
you
air.
Knock him to the ground. That's he's crazy. Not allowed to take off the ground. And like, it was blatantly right in your face, we're going to tackle Jordan the entire time. And like, that was a real thing. Like, people hated playing the Bad Boy Pistons because they were so physical. And like, when you watch some of the things, you're like, oh, this, nowadays, if that were to happen, this guy's teed up, he's out of here, get him out of here. But this shit was brutal that they went through, man. They were a physical team.
It's amazing. You're really gonna enjoy it. It gets even better and better. There's not a dull episode in the whole thing.
Yeah, they're all very good.
I literally stopped watching it just to like, I went knew once I watched the whole thing, it'd be over. I have this thing that I do. I think I've mentioned this.
I do the same shit.
So there's 10 episodes. I watched all 9 episodes. It took a little bit of time between some of them, and then I think I waited a month before I watched that last episode.
I do the same thing.
I hate finishing the show.
I don't think we're alone.
You fucking finish it. It's over.
I don't think we're alone.
It's over. And I'm not a person that can watch something over and over again. I probably told you this many times. I hate watching a movie more than once. I hate that sense of deja vu. For the most part, there is not many movies that I can watch.
So what's a movie you can watch more than once?
Oh, man. Probably some Will Smith movies. There's some really... Okay. And I was... His movies popped up somewhere. I was thinking about Enemy of the State, man. That's a good movie, man. That's one of my favorite movies.
I can't even remember if I've seen that
one. Have you seen Enemy of the State?
I don't think I have.
Holy shit. If you haven't seen that, you got to see it. It's where...
It's an older one, right?
Somebody... Huh?
It's an older
90s.
One. 90s. Okay.
90s, I think. Yeah. 90s. Somebody drops a video of a senator being murdered. In him, somebody that he knew, happened to know, dropped it in a bag he has.
Okay.
And they ended up tracking him and trying to find it. Now, the crazy part is, like, they're using technology, which this technology exists, and probably even way back. Well, they're tapping into cameras. They're tapping into cameras in everywhere, like, following and tracking him. They plant devices in his house and stuff to try to figure out... You know, thinking maybe he's involved or something.
Sounds interesting.
The video was just dropped into his bag. And so, like, they freeze his accounts. He doesn't have any money, and they're coming after him. And ended up killing somebody that he's connected with, too. And, like, he ends up getting some help from some guy that used to work for the CIA or everything. But you got Jack Black in a small part in it. And also Seth Green. They're both playing, like, technicians behind the computers. Like, dude, it is amazing. You've never seen this?
No, I've never seen this.
Holy shit. I have to see. It's got to be on one of our mini accounts.
It's got
to
be on something, right?
Something, right? Amazing movie. And it just shows you what the government's able to do. And I'm giving you some perspective. All it takes is, you know, one person to say, you know, one bad person to be saying, all right, track this person. Let's track this person, right, and not give them people all the information. You know, if you're a power, you can control these people and have a tight niche. I mean, there's only a small amount of people knew that person had died, but they had just made it look like probably it was a heart attack. They just syringed him, but there was a guy that had a camera, took videos of birds migrating or whatever, and had a camera that was facing where he was and got it on video, this murder. And he saw what he has, like, oh shit, and tries to download it. And that's, and he runs and he ends up getting killed by a car, but should stop.
Wow, spoiler alert.
I'm spoiling stuff for
Jesus.
You, anyways, yeah, you gotta watch it. Really good movie. And, Will Smith,
Enemy of the State.
Has another good, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman, isn't it?
Oh, that's a big name that you mentioned, or you didn't mention.
Older, is Hugh Jackman the older guy? Or am I thinking of... Let me see. Enemy of the State. I think...
You're really terrible with voice command, you know that?
I kept on talking afterwards.
No, you didn't. You didn't say a word.
It got a quarter of a billion dollars, $250 million. Made in 98.
Well, I was 3 years old when that came out.
Man, only 7.3 on Rotten Tomatoes was such a good movie. Oh, it looks like it's on HBO. Looks like we're watching HBO.
HBO Max.
Which, yeah, still HBO. HBO Max hasn't gone on to your...
Not yet.
I think it's the end of the month. It's switching over, and then they're getting rid of HBO Go.
HBO Now. Or HBO Go,
and
yeah.
They're going to switch it to HBO Max. So I guess it's basically just the same thing, but just they're adding so much more.
Yeah.
They're spilling a million, probably at least $100 million or more stuff. I know they're doing the Snyder cut that's coming out next year of Avengers. No, not Avengers. The DC version of Avengers.
Justice League?
Justice League. They're doing the Snyder cut because his daughter died or something like that, and then he had to leave the project. But he had his own version of it, and there was they left a bunch of stuff on you know, scenes they left on the table and didn't use, and then his whole vision was changed by the director switching. So they're coming back, adding $20 million to it, and doing his cut. So it'll be interesting to see what the movie is like. You know what his original vision for it was for it. Gene Hackman.
What does he look like?
Yeah, he's old. He's got to be up there in years. Gene Hackman.
Okay,
big actor in the '90s. Big actor in the '90s. I mean, still. He could get all the jobs he wanted. He's still now if he wanted. Holy shit! He's 90 years old now. Yeah, he's probably just chilling somewhere.
Wait, his name is Gene Hackman.
Gene. Am I saying it wrong? Gene Hackman.
Isn't that crazy that? No, the other name is Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
It's just...
That's funny.
The two first letters are just switched. I guess I'm just amused by the most interesting things.
But anyways, that is our movie selection for the podcast. And I think we'll wrap it up, guys. We've been going for quite a while here.
Let me finish one thing.
Go ahead.
Finish one thing with the Jordan thing that kind of blew my mind a little bit. When he signed his deal with Nike... learned that he didn't want to sign with Nike at all. Didn't even want to go to the meeting to sign with Nike. He originally wanted to sign with Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting. And when he did eventually sign with Nike, they...
Yeah, I guess his manager had a big part in him signing with Nike. Like he was
his
really,
parents did
his
too.
Mom did
his
too.
His mom.
Like, you're going.
You're going to this meeting and listening, right. Michael. But anyways, the plan was in the first year to sell... $3 million worth of shoes, of Michael's shoes. And in the first year, they sold over $100 million. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Just way past their projections. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you haven't seen that...
check it out.
I'll definitely be tagging Michael Jordan this. And
The Last
ESPN.
Dance.
It first came out on ESPN, so it was the talk. Like that was the next talk of the town after... after the crazy
Tiger King,
which
we jumped on the bandwagon. So.
Oh, for sure, man. Did you finish that?
Yeah, I finished it.
Did you watch the extra add-on?
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that was horrible because I think I warned you about that too. I was like, that's a waste.
I didn't watch that shit.
Because it's basically just a Zoom call between everybody, all the cast. But here in the news, they hit back in the news. So the crazy guy that almost seemed like a gangster, like.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
He ended up with control of the zoo. They ended up having cadaver dogs hitting on some of the all in the same cage. And I guess they can tell the difference between human and so. So they were trying to investigate that and stuff. And so it'd be interesting to see if anything comes with that. But then I thought he lost control of it. And I thought crazy. Carol Baskin got control of it. So I don't know what's going on there.
Nobody knows.
So, but yeah, man, I don't want to get up talking about that again, but dude, all the evidence seems like Carol Baskin killed her husband. Man, she's a weirdo. A she is quite the, her and her husband both, man.
I mean, you're a weirdo too, though, so.
Yeah, but I'm not killing my husband.
Well, not yet. Seth, where can we find you?
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter.
But don't.
you know, I look on there a little bit, but I try to stay away from it. Pretty toxic place. Pretty toxic. King of the... You get on there too long, you'll either get canceled or you'll try and cancel somewhere else. Like,
yeah.
Cancel culture will suck you in. Like,
you're not wrong.
They're
where can we follow you on Twitter, though? That's the question.
Seth Ohms. Okay. And then also Instagram, Seth Ohms. But I mostly just post on our Tyler and I's Unscripted Banter podcast.
Instagram page.
Instagram. Just look up Unscripted Banter. And we post on there every day. Or every day-ish.
Every day-ish.
And we always post when the new podcast comes out. And
you are pretty good with that. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And guys, whatever you listen to us on, please subscribe. Appreciate you listening. If you're on iTunes, give us a review or be able to
give us 5 stars.
Yeah, that would be
four fantastic. And a half. Just be honest. Give us 4.5.
Whatever else you're on, Anchor, whatever. I don't know. If
actually, no, we have 5 stars, don't we, on iTunes?
Yeah, I think it's 5.
Yeah, give us 5 then.
Yeah, give us 5.
Don't drop high that. Five. Don't drop that.
High five. Tyler, where can we find you?
You can find me TLunz5 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm pretty active on both. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Nala, do you have anything you want to say at the end of this episode? All right, she doesn't want to say anything. Nala, you are a good dog. Nope, scratching.
I can see the hair spraying everywhere. You might as well.
Oh, dude, I sweep.
You know, I want to apologize. I didn't give Tyler as much shit this podcast. You know, we got. You know, it's all right. I'll make up for it later.
It's fine. Besides that, I got nothing. So we love you, fuckers. Have a great week.